At the Table with Tony is brought to you by Trafe Hustlin. That's www.TRAIFHUSTLIN.com. Your home for all things barbecue.
Hi, this is Antonio Gobo from Antonio's Bar and Trattoria in Endicott, New York, and you're listening to At the Table with Tony.
Welcome to At the Table with Tony. I'm your host, Anthony Shelia, but most of you know me as Tony Mangia. Come along with me as I visit the places, meet the people, and eat the food that make many communities in this great country Italian-American. Andiamo! On this episode of At the Table with Tony, we visit with Antonio Gobo of Antonio's Bar and Trattoria in Endicott, New York's Little Italy. We talk about how he left his job in corporate America, fell in love with gelato, and opened this restaurant. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome to At the Table with Tony. I am Anthony Shelia, better known as Tony Mangia, and today we are here at Antonio's Bar and Trattoria, 100 Oak Avenue on the corner of Watson Boulevard in Endicott, New York. And sitting across from me is the owner, proprietor, chef, gelato maker, Antonio Gobo. Antonio, thank you for welcoming us into your home.
Happy to have you here. Thanks for coming today.
So, Antonio, let's start off from the beginning. Your family is originally from Italy?
Yes, so that's correct.
Kind of give us a little bit of background.
Okay. Well, my father is Italian and grew up in Italy. He was actually born in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So after the war, my grandfather moved to Buenos Aires. There's a lot of damage in northern Italy because of the war. So a lot of other Italians, you know, went abroad to make a new life. My grandfather met my grandmother, Carmela, in Buenos Aires, and they had a child, my father, Luigi. And my grandfather's name is also Antonio. So my grandfather, who I never had the chance to meet, he actually owned an Italian restaurant in Buenos Aires.
Really?
And that's something I didn't find out until I was an adult, even after I opened my restaurant. So, you know, my grandfather was in Buenos Aires with my grandmother. And unfortunately, when my father was three, my grandmother passed away. And it was at that time my grandfather decided to move back to Italy. Near Venice, in the Veneto region, and he eventually remarried, had three daughters, and you know, my father grew up there. He studied art, he played soccer, was very good at soccer, and went to school to learn how to make mosaics. So my father wanted to look for some other new opportunities, and our family was very poor. They lived on a farm. And my father wanted to do something else to provide for his family. So he had a sponsor and moved to upstate New York to become a master tile craftsman. And, of course, he had to start out as an apprentice. So he had a contact here named Tullio who sponsored him to come. So he had a job already set up here in upstate New York in Binghamton area.
So he came over, and that's where he met your mom? So your mom is not originally from Italy, right?
Correct. Okay. So my mother is born and raised here in upstate New York in the village of Endicott. Her grandparents came from Italy to Endicott, and they actually owned a deli in West Endicott.
So it seems like food has played a role, a large role in your life, even before you were born.
Exactly. But an interesting part, it wasn't my intention to make it my career. That kind of just happened. But yeah, my father was originally just going to go back to Italy, you know, save some money, make some money. But he met my mother, and then his plans kind of changed. So,
and for the good.
For the good. My father became a U.S. citizen, continued doing really well laying tile and marble, you know, honing his skills, getting better and better. They got married in 1973. And my sister was born, and I was born a couple of years later. So, you know, they bought a home. My father continued working for a big tile company. My mother stayed home and took care of us, which was great and something, you know, that really helped my sister and I, having her there with us.
Now, your mother's family, they were originally from what part of Italy?
The Marche region.
Okay.
In a small city called Camerino. And another beautiful place. So, you know, we have met family on both sides. And the first time we went to Italy was in 1985 as a family. And we met our family in up north. We met our family in the center of the country. It was one of the vacations of a lifetime. We're there for 4 weeks. So that was the first time I went to Italy.
That's amazing. So obviously, Italian food plays an important part in your life. Like you said, it's even from before you were born. Your grandfather owned the restaurant, right? You said so. So the food has played an important part in your life. So how did Antonio's Bar and Trattoria come to be?
Probably a different path than most. Growing up, you know, my family kind of instilled this work ethic in me, and they always wanted me to get good grades and be involved and play sports. And you know, I always worked for my father whenever he needed a helper.
Wait, so you actually worked in the tile business too?
Not exactly by choice, Tony. As soon as I was tall enough and old enough to carry some tools around, he'd bring me on some side jobs on the weekends. But yeah, I always worked at a young age. I had a paper route. You know, my father, my parents, they wanted me to go to college. Mm-hmm. You know, no one on my father's side had gone to college. You know, my mother went for a few years but had to move home to take care of her family. So my sister and I, you know, we went to college. I didn't really have any intentions of being in the restaurant business. I wanted to go to school for international business. That was my major at the University of Scranton. About years later, you know, after college, I moved home. I ended up getting a job in finance and accounting at IBM, which started in Endicott, New York.
Yeah.
So I went off on my corporate career. I did well. I ended up getting my MBA at Binghamton University, and career was moving along, but there wasn't as many opportunities here in Endicott. You know, there was opportunities for me to move to corporate headquarters downstate, but I ended up staying here. And in grad school, I did a project with a local non-for-profit, which was Little Italy Endicott. And at that time, my mother was involved in the group, and it was led by someone named Beth Petrino. So my mother, you know, kind of introduced me to community service and giving back to the community, and she had been involved in local government. And I think at this time in my life, you know, getting closer to 30, I wanted to do more. You know, I wanted to do something in my community. My father donated a mosaic to Little Italy Endicott, and it's on a building at the gateway to the neighborhood. So at this time, I found out this building was for sale. I chose to buy it. I was only 28 years old, wasn't sure what I was going to do with it. I knew my father always wanted to have some place to display his artwork. And I did some research, and I got the idea to do homemade gelato. And also, I felt like we needed something new in the neighborhood, like a wine bar, coffee shop, something that wasn't here in the neighborhood yet. We were still developing it, trying to revitalize it. So I wrote my business plan. I sold some IBM stock. You know, I didn't have much money then. I was still pretty young. Wrote a business plan and opened up a cafe. And had a simple food menu, grilled panini, salads. I didn't really have a culinary background. I did work in some restaurants in school, you know, part-time. I did bartend at Sons of Italy. But yeah, I kind of just fell into this business. I still maintained my professional career.
Oh, so you were actually still working with IBM?
Absolutely.
While you were getting this business off the ground?
Exactly.
Oh, wow, okay.
And my career at IBM took me all over the world. China, Singapore, Europe, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico. So I did both careers for 8 years. And in 2014, I was running a big project at IBM. And they ended up canceling it. At this point in time, I could have traveled again or moved to further my career. And I decided to take a break, focus on my business. And I've been kind of working for myself ever since. But over the years, you know, we evolved. I put in a full kitchen. I moved my gelato operation in the basement. So now we have pizza, pasta. You know, as a trattoria, we don't have a large menu. But just simple, fresh food with seasonal specials, continue to expand the business. I got my gelato trademarked. I sell it wholesale.
Really?
Absolutely.
So now what is the name of the gelato?
Antonio's Little Italy Gelato.
Okay.
No one can use that except me.
As if you. So really this idea sprung up from the love of food.
Yes, the love of food.
And bringing people together.
Bringing people together.
Because that's one of the real hallmarks of our culture is that everything happens over food and drink. Whether it's a funeral, whether it's a wedding, we're always together over food. And really, I think that's something that's beautiful because eating is a very intimate thing to do. It's something that, you know, you want to do with the people that you love around you. So to be able to bring people from the outside community into your home, open the door to them, I think that really is a beautiful thing.
Exactly, and I like how you phrase that because this is my home. You know, I put so much into this building. It was used to be an electrical contractor's office. When I bought it in July 2014, I spent that summer every night after work. I'd come up here. We rented a huge dumpster, ripped the ceilings apart, wow. The floors, the walls.
I mean, it looks like it was a restaurant forever. I mean, it looks great in here.
That's a nice compliment. It wasn't like that.
You said it was an electrical contractor's office. I mean, it does not look like an electrical contractor's office. I tell you, we're sitting on these nice, beautiful couches over here, just talking. This. I mean, I feel at home here, really. But it has that warm feeling.
Exactly. I put together a plan to make this a Tuscan architectural theme. So we cut open the front of the building. We put in these brick archways, these big windows. We have Venetian plaster, which is painted with gold and red and beige. You know, we have a beautiful ceramic tile bar that's black. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of celebrate those traditional architectural themes, but kind of put a modern twist on it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want it to be somewhat upscale.
So we did say that we were talking about your father being a master craftsman, a master tile worker.
Yes.
And we're sitting across from three amazing pictures. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa, the Colosseum, and the Rialto Bridge in Venice. So, I mean, these are amazing. I mean, really, I mean, craftsmanship and artwork like that, it's becoming less and less popular, less and less known because it just takes so much time and work to do. So have you ever dabbled in mosaic work?
A little bit. I actually made one in art school, which is a cross, and it actually hangs outside of the chapel at my high school.
Really?
Seton Catholic.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
But I do not have the artistic talent that my father does, and he's semi-retired from laying tile. After, you know, ended up working for himself for many years. He does still do some tile jobs, but most of his time he does mosaic artwork. And I do a lot of different events and festivals with my father. I have a gelato cart, and I do these events. And a lot of times my father brings his artwork on display for sale, and he's sold them all over the country. And he has some amazing works at home in Italy, in his hometown, and now he has some here in upstate New York. So it's really kind of the inspiration, the motivation of why I'm here, and it continues to be a big part of what we do.
And speaking of motivation, we talked that, you know, kind of gelato was kind of your gateway into opening up this trattoria, cafe, bar. So what is it that drew you to gelato first?
Well, that first trip to Italy in 1985, it was very hot. You know, we went all over. We went to Venice. We went to Rome. We went to Florence, Pisa, and that was just the treat that my sister and I looked forward to every day was having the gelato. So I fell in love with, you know, chocolate, banana, pistachio, all these different flavors, and just going to the gelateria and seeing this big display case of all these choices. It was, you know, the best dessert I ever had. Years later, I was living in Paris, studying in France, and after the program's over, my friend and I, we traveled all over with our backpacks all over Europe, and which was a challenge. This is before the internet. We had to stay in youth hostels and find our way, but went back and spent time with my family, and I remember carrying that big, heavy backpack, and Michael and I, we would have gelato a couple times a day to just cool off. So something I fell in love with in Italy, and, you know, when I did my research, there was no one making it here in Endicott, so okay. I wanted to bring the authentic product. So I did a lot of research. I went to Little Italy, New York City. I went to Albany. I went to New Hampshire. I found a company I wanted to work with. So I was very fortunate. This amazing award-winning dessert chef from Milan, Italy, came here to upstate New York, spent a few days with me. I learned from one of the masters and decided to go with a very traditional process to make it, following authentic recipes and imported ingredients. And, you know, my goal with, you know, everything I do at my restaurant is to have the best quality product I could.
So gelato, for those that might not know what it is, it is Italian ice cream, yes, but there's a lot more than that.
That's correct.
Because I know there's a whole thing with the butterfat. I think it's a higher percentage of butter fat, right, than regular ice cream?
Actually, it's much lower.
It's low. Okay, I always get that confused.
So
you can have more of it.
Exactly. American ice cream is made with buttermilk. Gelatos, I make it with whole milk.
Okay.
So it has a lot less fat content. American ice cream is about 20% fat. Gelato's only 4%.
Oh, so that's
so
a big,
it's better that's, for
that's,
you.
That, it's better. Yeah, it's a little more healthy, right?
Exactly.
You can indulge a little bit more.
Right. And a couple other, you know, key differences. When they make American ice cream, there's a lot of overrun. So what that means is the machine is churned quicker and it has a lot of air in it. It's literally whipping air into the product. So you go to the grocery store, you buy a carton of ice cream, you see kind of those air pockets. Gelato is mixed at a much slower pace, resulting in a much denser product, more flavor. You actually taste the ingredients better. It's served at a warmer temperature. So it's kind of in between the texture of hard ice cream and soft ice cream.
Because, you think about it, gelato, even though it has less fat in it than regular ice cream, it still tastes very luscious and very creamy and very fattening in a way. But I guess it's just that because there's less air in it,
yes,
that it makes it, gives it that more of that silky mouthfeel, I guess.
Exactly. So it's less air, less fat, more flavor. You know, Italians, they don't need to put all kinds of whipped cream and toppings and everything else to add to it. The product stands up on its own.
It speaks for itself.
And I also think, you know, serving it at a warmer temperature gives you that beautiful velvety texture.
Yes, absolutely. You know? So, Antonio, here at your Trattoria, what are some of the popular dishes on your menu?
Some of those popular dishes we have, not a large menu, but we have a few very delicious entrees. We have something called Chicken Sorrento, which is chicken sautéed with Madeira wine. It's topped with prosciutto and fontina, artichoke, sun-dried tomatoes. That's a popular dish. We have our risotto cakes, which is arborio rice, you know, creamy texture with Parmesan cheese. We form those into cakes, deep fry those, serve those with marinara. We have amazing pizzas. We get the dough fresh daily from Badalini's Bakery across the street. They've been there over 100 years. We have a few other really popular dishes. We have a gnocchi quattro formaggi, so a four cheese sauce. It's kind of a secret recipe. Those are some of our signature items.
So you also obviously have a bar here at Antonio's bar in Trattoria. So do you do anything special, any kind of special drinks or anything that's kind of creative?
Absolutely. The bar is kind of like the heart and soul of this restaurant. It's a big, beautiful bar. We have a custom-made wine rack, and we're known for our specialty cocktails. So we've won multiple awards for best cocktail. What I like to do here is I have a lot of cocktails featuring some traditional Italian cordials and liqueurs. We have drinks with Campari, Galliano, Frangelico, Luxardo Maraschino liqueur. But really what we're known for, what we're famous for, is our gelato martinis.
Gelato martini.
Exactly.
Wow. So explain this to me, please.
Gelato martini is one of our unique creations. And Tony, I'll tell you something. I've been back to Italy a few times. I've been all over Europe, South America, Asia. I have never seen gelato martinis except here in Little Italy, Endicott.
Holy cow.
But basically, we have some drinks. Our most famous one is the Coco Chanel. That's made with our chocolate gelato. It has some other liqueurs and vodka in it. And it's just delicious. It's refreshing.
But when you say a gelato, I'm trying to picture this. Can you explain it to our? Because I know this is a audio medium, so I can take a picture of it, but it isn't the same. So explain, like, how do you make a gelato martini? Is it like a milkshake, or is it?
It's kind of like an adult milkshake. So
okay.
We put in the liqueurs, the spirits, a scoop of our gelato. We blend it and serve it in a martini glass.
Okay, I got you.
So it's refreshing. It's kind of like your dessert and your after dinner cocktail in
all
one
in
glass.
All in one glass. That is amazing. So now, what are some of the? So you said the one was Coco Chanel.
We have the Coco Chanel. We have one called the Creme Brulee, which is our vanilla gelato. It has Tuaca in it, an Italian citrus liqueur. We also have one called the Biscotti, made with amaretto gelato, and it's finished with some biscotti cookie crumbs on top. Mm. So those are a couple of the famous ones. We do seasonal specialties. I just did one with my Chocho Bianco, which is white chocolate gelato, Lady Godiva chocolate liqueur, and finished with a chocolate-covered strawberry for Valentine's.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that sounds great. So, Antonio, kind of as you're coming into Little Italy Endicott, this is one of the first buildings you see is your restaurant and bar. So are you involved in the promotion of Little Italy Endicott?
Yeah, I've actually been involved since 2004. You know, as I mentioned before, I did this project with Binghamton University and got involved. And they asked me to join as a director. So I've been involved for many years. I currently hold the title of vice president. In addition to, you know, inspiration from my father, my mother, my family, you know, wanting to do something in this community and being a part of the revitalization efforts has been huge as an entrepreneur for me. So, you know, having a beautiful location at the Gateway and being part of something positive, bringing this community back, is kind of central to what I do here. So, you know, being an advocate for Endicott, bringing people and tourists and guests to this neighborhood, you know, not only supporting my restaurant, but supporting the neighborhood, the other restaurants, the other businesses, and the events we do for Little Italy is really, you know, one of my biggest goals as a business owner.
So one of the questions or one of the comments I like to make to all of my guests is I like to hear what their thoughts are on legacy. Legacy is very important because I think it's important to have a plan for the future. Being an Italian American, sometimes we get caught up in the present and we forget that there were so many people before us, whether it was our parents, whether it was our grandparents, our great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. So however many generations it goes back, I think it's important to kind of continue their legacy into the future. So I'd like to get your thoughts on what do you want your legacy to be, whether it's from the restaurant's perspective or whether it's for Little Italy Endicott.
Well, I hope, you know, the legacy maybe that I will leave is, you know, being a big driving force to continue the revitalization of the Little Italy neighborhood, celebrating the history and culture of our families, the many Italians that settled in this area. We do have some amazing businesses that have been here for many, many years. When I came in 2005, I wanted to continue that tradition, but bring kind of a new, more modern spin on things. So one thing I love about my restaurant is I do attract a lot of young people, students from Binghamton University. I celebrate some of those traditional Italian dishes and also do something new. So, you know, my goal with my business is to continue that tradition and hopefully inspire others to open businesses in Little Endicott, continue to celebrate our traditions and look to the future. Things change. The economy changes. People grow older. You need to continue to move forward and do what you can to modernize and continue making things better. In addition, I think the best compliments I receive are when I hear people tell me they met their wife here, they got engaged, sometimes they've had their bridal shower here. Bringing people together, introducing people to the food, the artwork, the traditions of our culture. But ultimately, it's about people enjoying themselves and getting to know one another and, you know, being something positive in the community.
That's great. So, Antonio, if people want to visit you, do you have a presence on the World Wide Web? Is there a social media, Facebook or Instagram, stuff like that people can contact you?
Yes, we're very active on social media. We do have a website, antoniosbartrattoria.com. We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're constantly posting pictures of food specials, all of our events. We do wine dinners. We do whiskey dinners. We do live entertainment. And, of course, we're continuing to expand our business with gelato available at other restaurants, other catering facilities, and hopefully someday stores all over. So look for us online. If you're ever in upstate New York, come see us. I promise it'll be a unique experience.
Well, Antonio, I want to thank you so very much for opening up your doors to us today here at Antonio's Bar and Trattoria on the corner of Oak Hill Avenue and Watson Boulevard in Endicott, New York. This has been a great experience to be able to talk to you, to be able to get an idea of the beautiful people that are here in Endicott. Because really, the people that I've met on my this is my second time visiting the city here, and I tell you, the people here are really beautiful people. They really are warm, welcoming people, and I think that's so important, especially for me and being a Jersey guy. You know, coming up to upstate New York and just kind of getting the full experience. I really appreciate everybody that I've come into contact with here, and I thank you for opening your doors to us here at the Table with Tony podcast. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for coming today. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and we hope to see you again soon.
So if you're ever up in the Endicott, New York area, make sure you pay a visit to Antonio's Bar and Trattoria. You will not be disappointed. We'll see you next time. Ciao for now. At the Table with Tony would like to thank its sponsors. Rocco Muriale, Rob Quick, Joseph Cirillo, Raymond Guarini, Tom Gilmore, Oli G, Peter Ziza, Brian McGuire, Peter Ferreira, Rich Ottenstrauer, Anna Mavrianos, Antonio Pepinella, Anthony Ferraro, Sandra and Bob LaMotta, Mike Guerro, the Italian Enclaves Historical Society,